Hey, this is Ollie. Welcome to The Meta Project. This podcast is being built to intelligently upgrade how you look and feel so your body never holds you back. I want to help uncover some of the core concepts, beliefs, and frameworks that we've used with hundreds of clients to become industry leaders in mind and body. If you want to transform your body, upgrade your energy, and dive deeper into understanding long-term health and performance, then this podcast is for you. I hope you get a ton of value out of these and subscribe. Hey team, I just finished a brand new training diving into how to feel unstoppable over the holidays, really just diving into making sure we reduce the risk of injury and ultimately making sure that we feel strong, stable, balanced and able over the break or ultimately just moving forward with your body. And if that's you're struggling through a couple of niggles and bumps and bruises muscular wise currently, or you just want to keep on top of it to make sure that they don't start becoming an issue, we did a training diving into that and it was quite a visual one. So I wanted to jump on here and walk you through that in a podcast format to make sure it's still valuable for you. So the main thought process here is diving into three core components, or the trifecta we call it, of injury prevention, making sure that we can really build this thought process out. And the reason we built this training was I got a message from a client this week saying, my back feels so much better. I was in a 9 out of 10 pain the other day before I called, and now I'm feeling like it's hardly there. You were able to build my back up like the physio and chiropractor wouldn't. And this was all over a simple 20, 30 minute video call, walking through some simple steps. So all I want to do is walk you through that thought process to make sure that if you're having those bumps and bruises, those little niggles in the lower back that are causing a little bit of discomfort, and this is purely for muscular pain, see if there's some sort of ligament or spine or tissue damage, like a cartilage damage, then this will be a different story. But specifically for muscular damage, this will be really beneficial. So the three core elements that we took into account here was stability, inflammation, and progression. And I want to walk you through why those matter so much to make sure that we can really address those to hopefully improve how you're feeling too. So the first one, stability. This is a really big shift in your thought process when you start to understand how a muscle works, right? The only thing a muscle does is contract. So the goal there is trying to make sure that other muscles, if they're contracting, then this muscle can properly release. The reason I say it like that is because most people are focusing on releasing muscles rather than focusing on the other ones that aren't working properly. Okay, so if we try, for example, the lower back is constantly strained, feeling tight, feeling like it's overworking, it's because it is. There's other muscles that probably aren't working like they should. And from the clients we work with a lot, we start to see if it's glutes or hamstrings or hip flexors or potentially core, we start to see other muscles that aren't really pulling its weight. So looking at stability really requires us to take into account what are the other muscles in the body that aren't pulling their weight, are not functioning as they should, because our body tends to continue to reinforce strengths and not build up weaknesses, right? It wouldn't really make sense for our body to suddenly start putting weight on the muscles that are weak. The body is always trying to find the most efficient path. Your goal, though, is trying to make sure that all of the muscles are working effectively. And in order to do that, we need to find the muscles that are weak and build those up. So that does require some effort, that does require some focus. And taking into account stability as an awareness of what muscles are not doing the work, we can simply go through a thought process of contracting those muscles. If you haven't got access to that training, we can give you access some way or the other, but the thought process is making sure we're looking at what muscles are not firing. So going through a simple hip thrust for your glutes, going through a leg raise for your hip flexors, going through a crunch for your abs, whatever it might be, to feel what muscles are not functioning and firing the way they should, and going through sort of an inventory to find out which ones aren't contracting. I'm going to set up a link right if you just go to the metaproject.co/activations, I'll set up a link there so you can actually get access to this, because it's going to be a little bit challenging to visualize potentially some of these exercises. But looking at that, stability is ultimately the big shift, and that mindset thought, or that thought process around, we're not focusing on just relaxing muscles, we're focusing on the muscles that aren't working and turning them on. If you do that, now we can start getting all of these muscles working together. So that's the stability component. The second one we look at is inflammation. Now this is one that we talk about a ton, looking into nutrition, stress, and ultimately things like your trigger foods that are causing long-term inflammatory issues. This is a really big issue when we're looking at chronic pain through joints from a muscular level, or to excess inflammation that's been around long-term, right? Acute inflammation is really helpful when we get a cut or something to help repair that tissue. But if it's chronic, it's something that's been sticking around for a while, we need to make sure that we can clear that out of the body. And if we're eating inflammatory foods, we're not sleeping enough, we're stressing out all day, those are all really, really big components at causing long-term long-term chronic inflammation, and it's only going to make that pain worse. The unfortunate reality is a lot of us start to reach towards anti-inflammatory drugs in order to reduce this inflammation. Now, in the short term, if it's a couple of days, that can work really well from an acute inflammation standpoint. But if this is chronic, this is something that's continuing long-term, ironically, it's actually causing more inflammation downstream. So not in your gut, not in your, higher up in the system, but lower down in the lower intestine can actually cause more damage to the small intestine, sort of the lining, and actually cause more inflammation. So it's a vicious cycle of reducing inflammation, taking it too long, and increasing inflammation and sort of needing and reinforcing you to take more, all right? It's very similar with our normal painkillers and damaging the liver, but that's for another day. Taking the time to look at managing inflammation through as much natural means as possible, i.e. looking at stress, sleep, and nutrition, is such a big component of reducing knee pain and joint pain overall. When we start, provided it's coming from that inflammatory or muscular issue, not necessarily cartilage, right? So when we take that into account, we've done that with so many clients, right? We start to clean up their nutrition, make some tweaks and changes with what they're eating, and they notice a huge difference in how those joints feel. So that in itself can make a big, big difference to how your joints are feeling. Now, the third one here is understanding progression. And this is something that a lot of us, including myself, have a hard time with taking things slow, right? It's all or nothing. And the trouble is, if it's not all, it's nothing, right? So that's the first issue. But in an exercise standpoint, building up to all straight away is very stressful on the body, and our body's not ready for it, right? So if we're not, if we're sitting on a bum, we're going for a couple of walks, but we're not really exercising all that much, and then we decide to go for a 5K run. Now, provided our heart deals with it okay, and our fitness is able to sustain that for 5K, our joints are not going to be happy, right? There's going to be a massive amount of inflammation coming through from that amount of impact because we haven't built it up over time, and there's a level of tolerance our body needs to get used to, right? So there's no point just doing normal day-to-day things and then going and playing a game of basketball. You need to take the time to build those back up. And a simple thought process to break this down for you is if we're looking at a pull-up or a push-up, we can build that progression straight up, right? Some of us might be able to do them now, but if a majority of us, we won't be able to do a push-up straight away. So maybe doing a push-up against the wall, like standing up, right? And then doing it against the bench and then doing it on the ground. And then if it's still easy, you can then elevate your feet. Or for a pull-up, we start to look at isometric holds, right? Holding one position for as long as we can. And then the second progression would be looking at lowering ourselves slowly. And then thirdly, we can start looking at pulling ourselves up. It's a simple progression taking us through a level of muscle contractions or where we're strongest and working our way to where we're weakest and making sure we're starting with the easy stuff first. Something that we have a very comprehensive progression we use with our knees. I've worked with a lot of knee surgeries and trying to build that strength back up. Again, this is an issue that a lot of people run into. They think they need to rest the knee. That's really helpful for 2 weeks. But if we're still not seeing any improvement, we need to look at how we can get those muscles switched on, right? That stability component again. So looking at the simple component, provided we are not, in the first 2 months of a knee surgery, we do need to make sure we're giving that body time to recover 100%. But if this is something ongoing or something that's getting worse, we need to look at how we can challenge the muscles to make sure we keep that stability and strength, not just let those muscles fade away and cause more issues to the joints, right? So a simple progression could be finding a 10 or 20 degree incline hill and walking up it backwards, right? There's a good 10 to 30 degree knee flexion there that's really getting our quads working. Now we can start looking at half squats. Then we can start looking at squatting to a bench. Then we can start looking at maybe elevating our heels and going a little bit lower, right? And then we can start looking at lunges or split squats, right? Then we can start looking at hack squats or sissy squats. And there's a full progression there of, if you can visualize this with me, we're starting with 10 to 20 degrees of range or bend at the knee, and we're working our way to 30 and then 40 and then 50 and then 60 and then 70 and 80, 90 and a little bit more, right? So working beyond that 90 degree angle becomes something that we can progress to over time. If your knees are giving you grief right now and every time you sit down it's giving you pain, you're going to see anything over 90 degrees as kind of being unachievable. But I can guarantee you that's going to make a really, really big difference to how that body is feeling long term when we start to look at progressing that over time and building you back up. Okay, so hopefully those three really start to give you a shift in awareness around the three areas of focus if you want to get rid of knee pain and trying to improve how that body's feeling. Sorry, I'm getting notifications coming through. And taking the time to look at building the body in a way that you look at all three of those together, right? Not just as separate entities, but ultimately how they work together. That's a really big part of everything we do in the Meta Project. How does sleep impact nutrition? How does nutrition impact exercise? And how do all of that impact each other? Is a really, really good way to look at your body because it is a holistic being. And when you start to work with the full picture, you really start working with your body. So I hope today's episode is helpful for you. Hopefully it's giving you a little bit of insight into how you can improve how your body functions and feels and how you can look at adding in a couple of contraction-based exercises to build up that strength, stability, and balance of how your body works. Like I said, I'll add it in the show notes. And if you go to themetaproject.co/activations, we will give you that link to walk you through some of our common movements we use with a lot of our clients to build back up this strength base and move forward. Have a great one, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
This episode was brought to you by The Meta Project, an industry leaders in smarter health and performance. Thanks for tuning in. I don't take your attention lightly. If you love this episode, it'd be a massive help if you could just share with one friend who you feel would benefit. If you want to check out more from us, then just search Ollie Wood on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. We'll see you next time. Stay sharp.